is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Ori.
Hi.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, In the Light, with Laura O'Malley. Laura's spiritual journey began in 2014 with a divine intervention that set her life on an awkward path. This connection introduced her to her higher self and her divine path, and now she is committed to bringing happiness and enlightenment to all seeking a path to peace, love, and joy. Please welcome back Laura O'Malley to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Laura.
Hey, how are you today, Nicole?
Doing good. How are you and everyone else?
I am fabulous. Doing great. Okay, so the believers are going to be joining us today. The believers are some of the newer collectives that I am in contact with. So I'm just wanting to tell you a little bit about me. I connect with the non-physical world. I connect with individuals, non-physical energy, but I also connect with energy. And the collectives that I am in contact with are interested and dedicated to just bringing enlightenment upon the earth. They just want to reach out and have access to everybody that is willing to listen about the power and the truth of who we actually are here. And so the believers are some of the newest that I've been in contact with. They're getting very enthusiastic about this contact. I did an Instagram earlier today, and I felt like my body was going to explode. The energy moving through me during the Instagram was crazy. So today they would like to speak a little bit about being thankful, appropriate, being grateful, and how all of our power lies within this emotional state. Yes, we are here. Yes, it is definitely appropriate, and this is why we have chosen this topic today, because, of course, your Thanksgiving is coming shortly, and we would like to give you some information during this time when many of you are reflecting upon those particular things in your life for which you are thankful and or grateful. And this is wonderful. This is your connection with source energy. This is the truth of who you are. This is your root. This is your heart. This is the heart of all that is of source energy. And so we are wanting to speak about it today in an effort to help those who are not understanding their power yet. All of you listening today are on a path or a journey to discover more in your life, and it is our hope today to bring a bit of clarity to those tuning in order to help with your understanding of your truth and your power. And so we begin. Your truth is that you are a source energy being, and your power here is your focused thought. However, we would like to clarify this a bit because your desires, for the most part, quite the majority of humanity is desiring to have happiness in their lives. And the happiness is brought about by focused thought. This is the way it is being brought about in your life, whether or not you are recognizing this. But the thought you are focusing upon is contributing to your vibrational level, and your vibrational level is drawing that which you are wanting into your experience. We would like to speak about being thankful and or grateful specifically because this is your power. This state of being, your state of being in the non-physical world is always a state of gratitude, but when you come into the physical, often the environment you are experiencing contributes to your forgetting of this. And so today we are wanting to remind you about the power of gratitude. Even if you are living in a world presently, a situation presently, a relationship presently, a job presently, if you are not feeling grateful or thankful, it is not necessary for you to focus your thought upon that which you're not feeling grateful or thankful about. In other words, your focused thought is your power. And so it is our suggestion that you find something that you are thankful or grateful for and focus your thought upon this. Doing so, you are setting your intention to focus upon joy, gratitude, and this is contributing to your natural state of being, bringing your present level of vibration closer toward that which is your natural state of being. Your natural state of being, of course, is a state of joy. And so we are wanting you to understand that even if you are not feeling joyous, it only takes for you to find something to focus upon can bring you joy. In doing this, your vibrational level will rise and you will be contributing to all that you are wanting, contributing to building, excuse me, your vibrational level, which is moving toward that which you are wanting. Our intention today to reiterate the importance of your focused thought. When we speak of this, so many that are listening are trying to manipulate their thought into something that is joyous, into something that they can be grateful for. And this is not what we are asking you to do, although this can be helpful. Often, if you are in a situation where you are experiencing something which is not joyous to you, to find a route or way to look upon the situation with a new perspective, this is always quite helpful. however, difficult. And the reason that this can be quite difficult is because often the vibrational set point at which you are currently presiding within is a low vibrational level or lower than that which would be necessary for you to easily look upon your current situation and find a new perspective. And so this is the reason that often we are suggesting that you turn away completely from that which you are not feeling grateful for, and instead focus upon something that is easy to feel grateful for or about, because it does not make any difference in what you are focusing upon, only that you are focusing upon that which is bringing joy or allowing you to feel gratitude or thankfulness. And this will help to raise your vibrational level. This is your power. This feeling is your power. This is why you are powerful upon this physical plane. It does not make any difference what your current situation is. Your current situation can be that of great difficulty, and yet still you have the ability and power to focus upon something which is feeling joyous to you. And this is how you can help to raise your vibrational level, which will help to get you to a new place within your life upon the path that you presently are on. This is your power. This is the power of source energy. And each and every human being upon the earth is a source energy being capable of this work. At this time, are celebrating with family and reflecting upon that which you are grateful for. It is feeling very easy for many of you. However, there are those who are struggling during this holiday season as well. And this is primarily because they have mixed memories or mixed feelings about the holidays. It is our suggestion that you simply begin to focus on anything that brings you joy, because this is your power in this present state. This is your power. This is so powerful, the feeling of gratitude, that it can begin to pull you out of the depths of anything that you are struggling with, little by little by little by little. It is clear to us that a great many of you are comprehending our message today. And so at this time, we will say that we are finished with our informational section of this program. And we will allow, if there are those who are seeking guidance, to have an opportunity to interact with us at this present time. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think we're ready for phone calls if we have any.
Okay, let's see if the lines are working for us. We've had a little challenge in the last hour. Let's try 570-570. You're there. What's your first name?
Hello.
Where are you coming from?
Yeah, my name is Kayla, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, how are you?
Kayla!
Hi.
Hello, Kayla. What is it that help you with today?
I was just basically calling in for general.
I guess. You are wanting us to look at your energy and offer suggestions?
Yes, please.
So right away, we are noticing blockages in the solar plexus, which is, you must understand, this is very common for humanity in general. The energy centers within you are centered at the heart. This is the truth of who you are. And those above frequently are more easily kept cleared. However, as the energy passes through your system, the first energy center, which is below the heart, is the solar plexus. And often, beliefs which are not serving you are housed here. And so we are looking at this right now. Laura is feeling this energy.
Okay.
We have removed one block, two blocks. There are no more blocks. However, we will speak about the blockages which have been released. We are wanting to remind you that you have done this releasing. We are connecting with you as we are all part of the one. Of source, and it is your decision always and what it is you are wishing to release from your energy field. At the present, the first blockage released was a blockage of fear. Fear. This fear is connected with someone specific. Someone you are not particularly looking forward to having contact with. And your belief is that this individual is angry with you. We are wanting you to understand that this is not the truth of your situation. Your belief about this is causing you great fear and great discomfort as you are coming into a place where you will be blending with this energy, coming into contact with this energy. Possibly you are considering not doing this. And we are making this suggestion to you for the information that is causing you to be fearful and have contrast around this individual. This information is inaccurate. This is not serving you to feel fear about this. And so it is our suggestion that you take some time to realign with your higher self. When we speak these words, what we are saying to you is if you would take some time to sit in a quiet state of meditation, possibly a few minutes after we are no longer speaking, and breathe deeply, focus upon your breath, and reach for a thought which is feeling better. It is irrelevant what thought you are choosing. Only that it feels better than this current state of fear. When you are doing this work, you will be realigning with your higher self, focusing upon anything that is joyous to you will help to realign your physical energy with the energy of your higher self, darling, because, of course, you are this is the greater part of you. Your higher self is the greater part of you. And it is helpful always to be in alignment with this information from the non-physical world, which is always guiding you toward that which is helpful and looking out for your greatest good. And so in doing this, we believe you will have a softening about the current situation, a softening, and you will see this with greater clarity. You will understand this with more insight. Is this making sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it all makes sense.
The second blockage within your solar plexus is based upon the feeling of anger toward this same individual. And once again, we will remind you that when you experience anger, every single time you are experiencing this emotion is a lower vibrational emotion. And this is why it does not feel good to you. The intention of your higher self is to allow you to feel discomfort within your solar plexus in order to alert you that the thought you are focusing upon is not serving you. The feeling within is an indicator of the vibrational level of the thought you're holding in your mind. And so this anger associated with this specific individual is not serving you, is not the truth of you, is not the truth of the situation. It is simply your ego attempting to be right about it. Your ego likes to be right all of the time. But as you seek clarity about this prior blockage, also you will receive clarity about this anger. You must understand, darling, that each is walking a different path upon this physical plane. Each has different experiences upon this physical plane. And most of you whom are attempting to make your way through this life in the physical plane are making decisions and taking action, which is coming from a place, placing that which you have experienced in your individualized energy field. And so you cannot possibly understand the perspective of this other because you have not walked in the shoes of this other. And so it is our suggestion for your greater good to simply do the best that you can to let this go for your own highest, your own highest need, because this is harboring lower vibrational energy within your physical body is not serving you. And so do your best to forgive. We are not asking you to forgive the individual in the presence of the individual. More so, the importance of doing your best to forgive this individual in within your own energy in order to allow yourself to focus upon that which is bringing you joy more of the time, because this is a weight within you. These blockages have been removed. Our suggestion is that you continue to focus upon anything that feels better. And at this point, of course, we are going to suggest to you to put on some really happy music after you have your meditation session and lift your vibrational level so that you are feeling joyous. we believe that that is all that we have to offer about this current situation for you, and we are hoping that this is helpful, and we would like to thank you very much for this interaction.
Yes, it was very helpful. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Thanks for calling in. And all the other lines I'm afraid got disconnected. If you were on the board, keep trying to call back and we'll just forge forward. We have an email from Timothy in Toronto saying, I know we're supposed to focus on that which makes us grateful, but when the opposite energy is constantly in our face, like medical tyranny and being fired from our jobs, we get very difficult to do so. What is your advice?
Of course, this is difficult because humanity, human beings, for the most part, have a belief that that which is happening, that which is coming into their experience is separate from the energy state which the individual is holding. And we must remind you that the energetic state of vibration is what is bringing these experiences into your life. Of course, this sounds difficult for many of you to receive this information. From our perspective, our suggestion to you is to do your best to look past your current state of being, because your current state of being is a match for your current vibrational level. The single important thing that you can do to release yourself from this present state of vibration is to focus upon joy. We understand that for many of you, this seems very difficult when you are living in a state of difficulty. But if we were to explain this with great clarity, we would simply say that this is the single most important thing that you can do to lift your vibrational level. And when you have lifted your vibrational level, you will be calling into your experience a match for your new vibrational level. Yes, the difficulty is in trying to pretend, but this is not what we are asking you to do. We are not asking for you or suggesting that you look upon your present state and to find joy within it. We are simply asking you to temporarily distract yourself away from your present state. For in doing this, you will be standing in your power. You are a source energy being, and always it is your choice what to focus upon. Always. Even in the depth of misery, you can make the intention, set the intention, and refocus for a minute or two upon something different, something which feels better. If you continue to focus upon that which feels better, your vibrational level will begin to rise a little bit. This is all that is necessary to create the forward momentum, which will continue in the direction of that which you are desiring, a heightened vibrational state of being. You cannot get there in an hour or a day, perhaps, but if you can work on this, often throughout your day, refocusing yourself upon that which brings you joy, you will begin to feel the difference first and foremost, the feeling is what is important. The focus is less important. It is not necessary for you to continually be in awareness of what you are focusing upon. It is much more beneficial for you to focus upon how you are feeling all of the time. And in your feeling of discouragement or sadness or something within the lower vibrational level emotional state, if you would simply turn on a song that you cannot sit and listen to because it is so inspirational for you and sending vibrational joy throughout your body, and turn it up very loud. This will assist in the initial refocusing for you, because this will act as a distraction, distracting you away from your reality, your present physical reality. Your physical reality is always related to your vibrational state. And so if you can begin to, piece by piece, moment by moment, day by day, begin to attend to your feeling, how am I feeling right now? This process will begin to become easier and easier and easier. Initially, it will be difficult, but have faith. Have faith that your vibrational state is everything, everything. A state of gratitude, as we spoke of earlier, is what will pull you out of this current reality and begin to draw into your experience a match for your newer, higher vibrational level. Yes, we believe we have said all that we can about this. Yes, thank
okay.
you, and we are hoping that this has been helpful information.
All right, line's still down. Next email question is coming to us from Elaine in New York, and she's in a similar situation, vibrationally, I guess, to the previous question from Timothy in Toronto, but it's showing up for Elaine as complete physical exhaustion, depression, and she doesn't have the energy to do much other than sleep. What can she do?
Yes. So energetically, Elaine, energetically, your physical state of being is affected. Your physical state of being is directly connected to your thought. Directly connected to your thought. Often those who are suffering from depression, anxiety, cannot physically get themselves out of bed because there is a misaligned focus of thought. This focus of thought is what is the point? What is the point? If there is not a specific focus which you are aware of, which is causing this physical exhaustion, it is not a problem still. You still can take specific action, once again, to distract yourself away from your present focus. If you can begin to take very small steps toward refocusing for very short lengths of time, this will begin to affect you vibrationally. For example, if you are having difficulty getting out of bed, our suggestion for you would be to tune in to a movie which would be inspirational for you, creating a distraction toward happiness, distraction. Of course, we are saying, because your present state, your present vibrational state is quite low, not quite at the far end of the emotional scale, the lowest end of the emotional scale, but far from it. Darling, what we are wanting to explain to you is that you can do this. You can do this. This is your power. You are a source energy being, and you can choose to continue to allow your focused thought to attend to that which does not feel good, or you can decide to sit up and do all that is possible in order to distract you away from that which you are focusing upon at the present. And so right now, based upon your set point, we are suggesting that you watch everything that you possibly can, which would inspire a humorous reaction from you. If you are aware presently of a movie which makes you belly laugh, then please do start with this, because this will be very powerful in refocusing your thought for minimally the amount of time that it is taking you to work your way through this movie. And upon completion, you will feel better. You will feel better. It must be, for your vibrational level will have arisen, and the resulting feeling within you will be connected to this new vibrational level. Feel as if you are falling back once again, and continue this process. For if you are feeling anything which is feeling like better or relief to you, simply continue to use this process to get you to the place where you can then get out of bed. And at this point, you can continue with the movies, or you can listen to the music. But from our perspective, we believe this will be quite helpful to you. Do not give up hope. You are a source energy being. This is your power. And your current state of being, always there's purpose and everything that you are experiencing. And once you begin to feel better from the process we have described, you will understand the truth of who you are, and this will instill great hope within you to continue upon this path, reaching continuously for something that feels better than that which you have been focusing upon most recently. We believe that we have said all that we have to say about this, and we thank you very much for this interaction, and we are wishing you an understanding of your power, because you are quite powerful. You simply have forgotten this. Okay, thank you.
All right, next question is coming to us from Boston. Ryan is asking, actually has two questions. The first one is, can you tell us how long you see going on, what's happening on the planet right now?
From our perspective, this is such an interesting question always for us to answer, because although we understand the human perspective of what is happening, we also see the larger, the overall picture of how this scenario is contributing to the overall growth of source energy, the overall growth and expansion of the collective consciousness upon your planet, and the overall upward momentum for each of you presently living upon this physical plane. For all of you are in connection with the collective consciousness upon the earth. Often, situations such as the present situation upon this physical plane appear as wrong or terrible, or from the perspective of humanity, something that you all are wishing would not have come upon this physical plane. And yet all that happens upon this physical plane is moving forward toward that which all of you are calling into existence. The collective consciousness upon your physical plane calls that which occurs, because it is a vibrational match to much of the vibrational level of those upon the physical plane. Humanity is going through a very big shift presently. There has been a great deal of fear, anger, frustration, separation experienced by a great many human beings upon the physical plane over the past 2.5 years. And this occurrence, this choice, because much of the decisions to focus upon that which is not serving you is contributing to this shift in the collective consciousness. And we cannot give you a time frame, of course, because this would only be possible if we were in direct contact with each of you in order to make decisions for you, in order to control each of you. But because this is not how it works upon your physical plane, all of you, of course, have choice, freedom of will. This is what is contributing. And so as all of you as a collective consciousness begin to focus more upon that which you are desiring, health, love, freedom, but you use your love as the focal point and not your anger, this will draw you out of this current situation. And those who are focusing upon all others with eyes, hearts, energetic love are contributing much more greatly than those who are still holding greatly to their fear. And so from our perspective, if you are listening and wanting to understand how you can contribute to this shift, to the change of the current state upon your physical plane, our suggestion, of course, is to sit in gratitude, sit in thankfulness, sit in joy as often as you can. For even though you feel that this is something you are doing for yourself only, this is not correct, because every single time you are experiencing joy, you are contributing to the collective consciousness upon the earth. And this is why often we are saying those who are focusing upon joy are contributing greatly, greatly to all that is. And so those who are hearing this message today, do all that you can to focus upon love and joy. And this will be contributing, and this will coincidentally help to speed up the process. Yes, we believe that this is all that we have to say about this topic today. Thank you for this interaction.
Okay, and you answered the second question, which what we can do about it, but it brings up a third. Are you able to tell what percentage of the global population is coming from a higher energy versus those that are more locked into the fear vibration right now?
Yes, of course we can. From our perspective, it is our feeling that 16% of the population upon your physical plane at this present time are contributing toward the forward momentum, which from the human perspective, of course, does not seem like a very large amount. However, what we would like to clarify for you today about this is that those who are seated in love, those who are rooted in love, those who are intending to love, to spread their love, those are open to loving, those who are looking upon that which they are standing in disagreement with and still focusing love onto this, these are the individuals, this is the percentage to which we are speaking of, those who are quite high level souls who are focusing all of the time upon that which is serving humanity. Now, if we were to make another, give you another percentage of those upon the physical plane who are working toward this existence, understanding, we would say that it is closer to 22%, possibly a bit more. The difference between these two, of course, are that difference between the two, this percentage of individuals are truly en route or on path to this level of existence. And so this is feeling a little bit more joyful for those who are swiping their brow with a few, because this is a bit more, yes.
Right.
All of those who are holding this intention, and for those who are listening who have not set this intention, begin to do this on a daily basis. Begin to set your intention as you wake in the morning to move through your life, move upon your path, and seek to be understanding and love in all situations. And when you are finding yourself in a place of contrast, refocus as quickly as you can. Because if you refocus in a place of contrast, you will soften the contrast that you will be coming into, but also this will grow your vibrational level in the direction which you individually are desiring. It is something once you begin to understand that you are contributing every time you refocus to that which is feeling good to you, independent, individually. This is contributing to all of humanity. For you are all one. We are all one. We are all source energy. And the consciousness upon the earth is coming back into this understanding, for never has there been a time in history where we have been so far from this understanding. And this is part of the contributing factor within this physical state that we are in presently upon this physical plane. We are not separate. We are not separate. We are one. We are one energy. We are one consciousness. We are one, and this is where we are going toward this understanding. And this is the most efficient route toward contributing to this planetary shift, to understand this and set this intention daily. Yes, we believe that is all we can contribute on this subject. Thank you for this interaction.
All right. And with that, apologies to the rest of the callers who are now back on the board. But if you call back in 3 minutes when we reset to the next show, we'll get you on then. In the meantime, we are at the top of the hour.
Yes, thank you very much for this interaction. We would like to say farewell, and we will possibly be back in 2 weeks. Okay, wow. Awesome, that was awesome. Hoping everybody that we were able to interact with today felt that energy. Again, if you're looking for any more information, you can always find me online, www.getintothelight.com. That's my website. I'm on Instagram under the same name. I post videos. Oh, goodness, I was doing 5 a week, but it's been difficult because I've been very, very busy. So I'm trying to get 3 to 4 a week. If you have a question that you would like me to answer, same as this, you can DM me. Happy to do that on an Instagram video. And wishing everybody a very happy Thanksgiving, and you, Nicole, very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Laura.
That's all I'm going to say today.
All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks, and thanks for today, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you in the States and wherever else is participating in that. We'll be back literally in 2 minutes with the next show, so if you're calling in, you can dial back in when we reset.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.